Hey, you've got to tell me about this gargoyle thing. What was this?
Well, I put it up on that site that I sent to Lex, and if it's up, people can go there and listen to it. It just happened this 3 or 4 days ago. My niece, the same niece I was talking about a moment ago with this picture, she sent me an email and said that she came home, checked her phone messages, and one of the phone messages is very strange in that somebody called her and they're talking, but over the top of this, there is this inlaid voice that's very strange. It almost sounds like it's talking in a different language. But as I'm listening to it, it sounds to me like somebody's talking specifically about her, and they're talking about the need to call her in order to accomplish a certain thing, but then the things that they say after that, I can't make it out. But it's a very spooky sounding recording. In fact, I had my son, who owns a studio, I had him just record off the micro cassette she sent me, the MP3, and I uploaded it to that page for Coast to Coast so that people could go there and listen to it. And if it's not, by the way, if it's not linked at Coast to Coast, I think the website name is RaidersNewsUpdate.com/ and then CoastAM.htm.
I think he's got the link, Tom, but I think we're slamming that website, so it may take people a little longer to get in, but patience, everyone.
Okay, well, but if they go there, and I would love, I'd love for some more of these guys that listen to Coast that are experts in some of these areas in terms of analyzing audio.
Being a skeptic doesn't bother you, does it?
No way. I'd rather prove something is either just a natural phenomenon that appeared to be beyond normal, and we show that there really wasn't anything there to start with. It's just a natural phenomenon that we didn't understand what we were listening to. But then, like in the case of this photograph this last time around, I'm still standing out there with question marks around it, because for the life of me, it appears to me something's actually there. It could actually be one of the first photographic proofs in history of a multidimensional being that appeared in a split frame, in a split second of time. It gives me the creeps just looking at it.
Wouldn't that be incredible if you were able to capture that?
Well, it's what it looks like, and I'm certainly willing for anybody to tell me that that's not the case. But when you look at this family and this mother and then her daughter and all this stuff that was happening privately, has always been in the closet. None of these people, by the way, they don't want to be profiled. They don't want any exposure. They don't want to be talked to. They don't want to be bothered about it. These are not people that are seeking any kind of publicity or fame.
Or finances. Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. They want no publicity. They'd probably be upset if they knew I was even talking about it. But for me, it's my family, and I'm on a quest to try to make sense out of some of these things that I know are real, and so to interpret what they are and to understand them. You know, if it's demonological, then, I know how to handle that. But my buddy Mike Heiser has helped me to understand that not everything's demonological. There could be something entirely different here that's outside of the redemption process. I call it Heiser's Lion, by the way. But he's a PhD, and he's helped me to understand that there could be phenomenon here that's operating that's beyond the cookie cutter approach to theology, philosophy, history, any of those things. So.